Hello, friends, here on A Heart Refined. So I've been a little bit since I was on last, and last time I was on, I said I wanted to get into a more common flow of podcasts on meaty good stuff. And then, of course, several things started happening. I got ready for a retreat, and now the retreat is over. And it has been a very special time watching what the Lord did with that. So then I thought, we're coming into this new season, and I am needing to plan some stuff. And then it hit me, why don't I just use what I did at the retreat, using my notes from the retreat and creating podcasts based on that. So I think this is exactly what we'll do. So I was telling on a small video on my Facebook page last night that I have been going through some planning as I get ready to have a hysterectomy here in a few weeks. And so I'm going to go ahead and pre-record, and it's actually going to be about 6 weeks worth. And in my normal flow on the podcast is where I do a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. If we're going through a series like I did back last summer, our goodness, when was that? The beginning of the year sometime, where I did the series on James. So I will drop four a week for about 6 weeks, give or take a few. So anyways, it's going to be a really special flow. We were mainly in the book of Romans, but we danced all around in different scriptures. And this was specifically, this Rest While You Run retreat at Eden Ridge Missionary Retreat Centers was focused on the goodness of God. And I'm going to go into this here. I'm going to give you a little beginner, and you're going to hear a lot of the tones that I used for that weekend to prepare. It's going to be a little different for you as you listen, because you're going to be doing this over a 6 week period, headed into, well, through Thanksgiving and into Christmas. And this is going to be a great thing that's going to help you balance that anxiety, and some that deal with depression during the holidays. It's going to help you recognize what the true reason for the season is. And I don't mean to sound cliche there, reason for the season. But I definitely want us to recognize that there is a very specific reason for the season. And of course, it is about baby Jesus, the coming of baby Jesus. But then also, as we prepare for the second coming of King Jesus, our risen Savior. So let's get our eyes focused on that in particular. So as we get focused for the next 6 weeks, where you're not just going to be listening to me, but you're going to be ministering to other people. And so it's important that you get this mindset, where you are right now, whether you be driving or doing laundry or jogging or just sitting in your chair, chilling, listening. This is the place where it's important to gain purpose and focus for what the Lord is going to do through this. So Romans 8, again, it's going to be a large part of the scripture that we're going over. And so I'm going to start out by reading just a little portion of this to you. Now, just listen closely as I go along. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, doesn't that make you feel so good when you read it? I mean, think about it. If you read it just right, with the right inflection and the right tone, you'll feel like you can destroy the world. I don't know about you, but you get up in the morning, you read these things, and you mark them as your banner. But if you're reading them based on you, maybe you and your good feelings, then very shortly, those things are going to fall apart. As we go throughout this series, we're going to be looking at something, or cracking open a door on something called theology proper. Now, don't be weirded out and run away. Let's define this. Theology is the study of our religious belief and the theories within that. But theology proper is the study of the attributes of God. This is the study of the great I am. And this study moves us from using scripture as a way to find ourselves or as some sort of like self-help book so that we can live our best lives. It moves us to a place of truly looking for the heart of God, to seeking an intimate relationship with Him above all. And see, when I was a teenager, I went to this FCA camp. And this was not long after, if you've heard me talk about it, I was in a really bad accident, and the Lord preserved my life. And then I got to go, and I was still kind of broken up, actually, pretty bruised from that trip. And I had someone speak to me about the importance of, quote unquote, getting in God's face. And you think about it, when you get to know somebody, you want to learn how they respond. What's their demeanor? What's their posture? Their behavior, what's coming out of them, and you sort of get in their face, you learn their movements. Well, this is the same exact thing in relationship with the Lord through His Word. This is how you learn His demeanor. You get in God's face. So I encourage you, as you go about your day to day, or the next 6 weeks as we go through this, as you laugh and as you talk and as you struggle, as you cry, as you make turkeys and wrap gifts and put up Christmas trees and tear them down. And I know that probably won't be till February or something, but whatever you do, keep reminding yourself that the God of all creation is good enough to have given you the privilege and access to touch His face, to know His movements, and to live as a reflection of His goodness. What, I mean, y'all think about that. What a blessed, rich life that we've been offered. So as we study the particular attribute of God, the goodness of God, breathe that in. Now, a lot of this that we're going to be doing is actually, it actually comes from my book, Simple Surrender, a 40-Day Devotional. If you've not found it, look me up on Amazon, and you can find that book there along with a journal. But you're going to find a lot of the prayers and notes that come out of that. And I'm about to read you one of the prayers. And my goodness, I don't even remember which day this is out of. But it is just something that I think we should chew on as we finish this day out. So anyways, let me read this prayer to you. Dear God, lover of our souls, it is your character that is our guide. Lord of our lives, I praise you that you have taught us how to live in obedience to you through our emotions. Through the life of Jesus, you have shown us joy, anger, and deep torment. And you have taught us endurance and perseverance and victory in you. You've taught us forgiveness over bitterness, kindness over entitlement, and order over scatter. You've shown us how to forsake our own understanding by robing us in your loyalty, in your faithfulness, in your wisdom and discretion. Our hearts are so full when we trust you, accepting that you are the only one who can calm, comfort, and complete us. And despite the way we run from you and try to find comfort in ourselves, you continually, faithfully love us based on your goodness. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful to know that we don't have to speak all eloquently and read scripture loud and with passion? Because those things are not what brings the Spirit on us. Not at all. It is through Jesus alone, through His Spirit alone, that we have been given everything that's necessary to partake in His divine nature, so our hearts can rest in Him alone. All right. God bless you, friends. Again, you're going to have about 10 to 15 minutes each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so I look forward to seeing how we join together in God's great word. I would love to hear comments from you, so you can comment on Facebook. You can comment on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple. You can also comment on Patreon, which is my website where Heart Refined is. Anywhere it is, please reach out. Also, there's my email. You can reach out at heartrefined@gmail.com. I look forward to us having a great conversation in and through God's Word. God bless you, friends. Bye.